Hello, this is Timmy Black, and welcome once again to another episode of The Lives of Contemporary Artists. You ever hear of this? Artiste engagé. Ever hear of that? Artiste engagé. Sounds cool. Artiste engagé. It's a category, right? It's a niche. Artiste engagé sounds fairly irresistible. If only we English speakers had an equivalent to this artiste engagé, what do you think that would be? What do you think the equivalent would be? We need something. What? Maybe progressive artist. Maybe that. No. Political artist. Political artist. Maybe that. Left-leaning activist artist. No. Maybe militant artist. Maybe militant, or maybe active. Maybe just simply active, activist artist. Anyway, I think you know what I'm getting at. We need a new category. We need something catchy, but not too macho. See, that was the problem with abstract expressionism. It was way too white, way too cis, way too abstract, way too vague, way too expressive. Maybe we could borrow. Maybe we could just simply use engagé. Maybe that could work. I mean, people would just have to get used to saying it. Anyway, there's a lot of this great engagé work out there right now, and it's really very, and I mean very exciting. Exciting and timely and important, because we all know this, that if Parisian artists, for example, during, say, the Third Republic, didn't waste all their time painting horse races and water lilies and boating parties and department stores and peasants harvesting wheat, they probably could have prevented French colonialism. And when you think of the visual clout that artists have, I mean, if all those anonymous geniuses of the Middle Ages just shifted their focus just a bit, they probably could have put an end to the Crusades and saved a hell of a lot of bloodshed. To say nothing of those spineless Renaissance masters churning out one descent from the cross after the other. I mean, who knows? Just a couple of high-profile dissenting brushes and chisels, and they might have put the kibosh on the entire Spanish Inquisition. But fortunately today, we have amazing, terrific, conscientious, intelligent artists who, like the great and underrated Ben Shahn, are totally on message. There is today a vibrant artist, critic, curator, collector coalition that is on the forefront of the struggle, of the fight for environmental justice, for the obliteration of all forms of bigotry except anti-Semitism, for the redistribution of wealth as long as it doesn't unfairly impact auction prices, for conditional free speech, and is it against? It's either for or against the war in Ukraine. Now, on any trip now through the high-end, luxurious art galleries of New York or Los Angeles, you will find terrific examples of engagé artists. I actually sent my intern last month to Frieze, LA, the art fair, just to do a little research on the subject, and then they came back with these great notes. great example. Can I see your can I see your notes again? They were great. Thank you. Let's see. Yeah, terrific. Thanks. All right. March 2023, Santa Monica. Toppled Civil War monument. You know, your handwriting is awful. Toppled Civil War monuments sculpted out of bubble wrap and twine. Okay. Let's see. March 2023, Santa Monica. Sound installation based on Inuit birth rituals. That sounds interesting. March 2023, Santa Monica. Photographic montage of abortion clinics in Nevada. That actually sounds intriguing. March 2023. Colorful acrylic paintings of white people. No. That can't be right. Are you sure it's not here? Wait, black and white paintings of people of color. No, that doesn't sound right either. Forget it. Here, take your notebook back. You did a great job. Take your notebook back. I don't even know why I have an intern. I mean, it's not like I don't leave the house. I mean, look, just last week I was in New York. I was in New York and I stumbled into a gallery just a few blocks from the Whitney and I saw this show, very chilling, very evocative show by a wonderful artist who goes by the name Planet Kylie. Now, if you don't know Kylie's work, or maybe, I don't know what they go by, Planet's work. I don't know how they want to be referred to, but if you're not familiar with Planet Kylie's work, you should check it out. It's really something. They're an installation artist, I guess, or at least the show that I saw was an installation. It was made up of all these Japanese weeping dwarf trees. Can you still say dwarf trees? I don't know. Anyway, hanging from these small trees, using this thick, square braided Italian shipbuilding rope were plastic thermoses and polyester leisure suits. And I guess what the message was, I mean, I know what the message was because I read the artist's statement. The message was that we collectively, we are lynching the planet. That's the phrase they use. Very strong phrase. And by that they meant that we are degrading the environment with our manic urge for self-destruction. I'm reading that. I took a screenshot. That's their phrase. And I read this statement, I said to myself, yes, we are degrading the environment. And as soon as I left the gallery, and I was really moved, as soon as I left the gallery, I went to the nearest Starbucks. And by the way, if you don't know this, there's this unusual Starbucks right there in the meatpacking district where they use old oak aging barrels as tables. And their playlist is great. It's made up exclusively of rap music from France and Mahler. All day long, that's what they play. It's really quite wonderful. Anyway, I'm sitting in this Starbucks and I'm still trembling with anxiety about this climate catastrophe that awaits us. And I'm sipping this really tasty matcha frappuccino, if that makes any sense to you. I mean, yeah, you actually have to be familiar with the Starbucks menu for that to make sense. Anyway, I'm fiddling with my phone and I can barely keep it steady in my hand. And I find Greenpeace's website and I sign up for a one-time donation of $45 to go directly to what they call their Action and Reaction Fund. And I felt I felt really good. I felt I did good. That for once in my life, for once, I was on the right side of the barricades. I was on the right side of the struggle, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to Planet Kylie for awakening me to this urgent situation. And when I got back to LA, by the way, I was very pleased to find out, speaking of climate change and environmental degradation, I was very pleased to find out that Kylie, or Planet Kylie, was set to represent the United States in the next Venice Biennale. Unless, of course, the Adriatic chooses to fatally overwhelm the fragile network of lagoons. So there you go. A perfect example of an effective artiste engagé, a brilliant provocation by a militant artist inclining a viewer toward action. And even though we have plenty of these profoundly well-meaning, earnest, and enraged artists, I think we need more of them, because only art, especially high-profile, easily understood, plain, blunt, and tendentious, expensive art has the power to make an impact on other like-minded artists and like-minded art professionals and art collectors and art critics and art professors and maybe professors in general. Only art with a capital A has the power to persuade the persuaded to symbolically address the ills and inequities of our society. And I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic because I know that there are a few artists out there right now working on pieces that will address gun violence. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that problem being solved too. And I'll keep you up to date. I'll keep you up to date on how crisis after crisis are being addressed by the energized and fully engaged lives of contemporary artists.